And
good evening.
And
you're live on the radio. Thank you so very much. This is the Canto Week pre-planning for an awesome, awesome, awesome show that we will be hosting this week starting November the 26th. And my name is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And I am excited about being on this show this evening with my co-host, Miss Laverne Blackwood. Good evening, Laverne. How are you this evening?
I am fabulous, Miss Ann McNeil. Thank you for being so excited to be a part of
well,
this
thank
show tonight.
All right, so tonight we are discussing Canto Week, and what we'd like to do is help our callers understand what is Canto and what is this Canto Week about. So can you share with our listeners, what is Canto? What does that stand for? Okay, while Laverne is getting ready, CANTO stands for Conference of Minority Transportation Officials, and it is a national organization which started in the 1970s, actually, was founded in 1971 as the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials, which was created to provide a forum for minority professionals in the transportation industry. And CANTO's mission is to ensure that opportunities and maximum participation in the transportation industry for minority individuals, businesses, and communities of color through advocacy, information sharing, training, education, and professional development. And this is actually one of the reasons why we are hosting the CANTO Week, to continue to provide information that allows the general public to understand a little bit more about this wonderful organization. So Laverne is going to share what our program will be for the week. Laverne?
Yes, Anne. Thank you so much. So for CANTO Week, our CANTO Conference Chapter will be hosting a series of talks to just bring awareness to CANTO and to transportation and just all the fabulous things that are happening in the transportation industry. So we're running a week-long talk show on this International Masterminders radio show, and the segments will include Women in Transportation, which is going to be aired tomorrow, Monday, November 26th, and in that segment, we'll be talking with a few women from in different areas of the transportation industry, talking about the impact and just their journey in that area. On Tuesday, our segment will be talking to industry leaders in public and private sectors who are also making an impact in the future of transportation. On Wednesday, November 28th, we're going to talk about youth in transportation. And for that segment, we'll be talking with our youth and young people and other individuals at our programs that are available to assist and guide our young people as they explore careers and interests in the transit industry. On November 29th, we'll be talking about opportunities in transportation. And in that segment, we'll be exploring various opportunities within the transportation industry for small businesses, minority businesses, and individuals seeking business opportunities. We'll hear from our guests who will be telling us about how their journey was and, you know, some of the successes and pitfalls in them seeking those opportunities. On November 30th, we'll be exploring careers in transportation. And for this segment, we'll be talking with individuals about their experience navigating career paths, successful leaders, and professionals in the transportation careers and having them discuss the opportunities that they have had in terms of training and development and how they have led or gained their way to a successful career in transportation. Back at you, Ms. Ann.
Well, thank you so very much, and we're all very excited because COMPTO has created a major footprint in the transportation industry, and at least once a year, which we're considering hosting this maybe more often because there's such a great demand for information about transportation and what difference it makes in terms of being able to get from point A to point B in every single major city and the other cities actually within the United States. So without transportation, you're very limited as it relates to your quality of life. So we're discussing the mission, the vision, and many of the opportunities that are afforded. So I'll just share with all of us the mission for COMPTO is to provide opportunities in the transportation industry for minority participation and advancement through advocacy training and professional development. Our vision is to serve as an advocate for minority inclusion in all aspects of the of the transportation industry. And of course, being a contractor, I want to keep saying construction because we do construction in transportation as a small business. And with that, we're going to prepare to wrap up our intro as we prepare for the show. Very excited. And Laverne, if you have any closing remarks to share.
No, and I just want to say, you know, this is a charge from COMPTO, our national organization, to all chapters. We're encouraged to select one week in November to host COMPTO Week and to just show activities that will aim to increase our members, the organizations that join COMPTO, and the individuals that join COMPTO. And so we're excited about this COMPTO Week talk show, and we are just ready to talk to our selected guests, and we can't wait to get this going for tomorrow. So we'll see you. We welcome your comments. Be ready to chime in and ask questions of our guests as we put them on to you.
All right, and we also want to make sure we mention to everybody that if you're interested in calling in, you have any questions, join us at 6 p.m., and you can dial in by calling 661-554-9219. That call-in number again is 661-554-9219. And this is Ann McNeil and Laverne Blackburn, and Laverne. We're signing off, and we will see you on the radio Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday talking about COMPTO Week in transportation. Thank you.
Okay. See you soon.